This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't absolutely ecstatic about the polls and about the prospects of the Democrats in the midterms, about everything that's going on in this country and around the world. And I don't wish anybody anything bad to happen. I don't. I think you guys know me well enough to know that. But what I am happy about is when things are vindicated, when the truth comes out, and it is roaring out. It's coming out like the roaring 20s, and we're all doing the Charleston. The younger kids won't even recognize that, what I just said. Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We know Biden's poll numbers suck, but they always have. The thing that should make you curious, though, is why is the media suddenly reporting on them? They're continuing. I haven't seen certainly 2 days go by without reading some poll. NORC, Quinnipiac, Rasmussen, Zogby, ABC, NBC, New York Times, various others. There's not a single poll that would make you be optimistic on what's going on and with the Bidens. And here's my warning to the left. Every time I give you this information, I tell you this, it ain't gonna get any better. I mentioned the other day, I was at the grocery store, older lady. She's got coupons, she's doing everything. Her bill was $106, and she says, doggone it, I can't seem to get my bill under $100. And let me tell you, she didn't have that much. I picked up hamburger meat, steaks that were on sale, $29. The steaks were $29, and they were normally $49. Really good quality, too. I cooked them. It was amazing. They were good. That and hamburger meat and veggies. I got something to make, to make a pico de gallo. Tomatoes, onions, jalapeno peppers, and cilantro. And a little package of cookies that was $2. My bill was $56. The meat was $29. The one meat was $29, and the other was, the hamburger was like $13. And I got a bag of chips. It was $56. Now, normal, in pre-coup, you know, under the time of Donald Trump, that might have been a $40 meal for me. It was double. I mean, not double, but it was, you know, another $16 on top of what I remember, because I know what I buy. I buy stuff. I was going to make nachos. Then I decided, oh, they got these steaks on sale. They were $20 off. Couldn't pass it up. I mean, these are ribeyes. I hadn't seen three beautiful ribeyes like that. I mean, it made me think it was rat. They were so cheap. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8256. CNBC, Biden approval falls to a new low amid economic pessimism. CNBC survey. Americans harbor some of the most downbeat views on the economy since the recovery from the Great Recession. And some of their attitudes are in line with those seen only during recessions, according to the latest CNBC All America Economic Survey. Amid soaring inflation, 47% of the public say the economy is poor, the highest number in that category since 2012, since baby black Jesus left office. How glory! 17% rank the economy as excellent or good, the lowest since 2014. Only 1 in 5 Americans describe their personal financial situation as getting ahead. The weakest showing in 8 years. Most say they are remaining in place. 1 in 10 say They are falling backward. Meanwhile, 56% of people say they expect a recession in the next year. I'm one of those. Are you? A level only achieved in the survey during an actual recession, which, for the record, people, let me give you something to wake up about. We are there. Those are the poll numbers from CNBC. And I'm going to wait and give you the other one because it's far worse. But I want to analyze this. So let's play that clip we played the other day where they talked about net approval, the lowest in history.
Finally, one of the things driving this, the economy, or economic concerns, I should say.
Yeah, economic concerns. So, you know, look, we spoke about this earlier in the week. You know, if you look at jobs, the economy is doing pretty good. If you look at inflation, not so good. How do voters see it? How do Americans see it? This is the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Index. Through this point of presidency, look at that, just 66 in April of 2022, going back since 1978. It is tied for the lowest. It was 66 in April of 1982. Of course, that was a good year for Democrats in the House of Representatives with the Republican president. And I'll just note, if you don't believe that the economy is hurting the Democrats and Joe Biden, look at the net approval rating. That's approval minus disapproval. Joe Biden at this point, minus 23 points. That is the worst on record since they started asking about economic job approval ratings back in 1978 with Jimmy Carter, who, of course, ended up the economy, ate his presidency, and put it to bits.
Same thing's going to happen to Joe Biden, and rightfully so. He never should have been president. I want you to think back, and I want you to ask yourself, how much muscle memory from Trump do you have remaining? Can you remember $2.50 gas prices on national average? Can you remember paying under $2 in some parts when you went across the country and went, whoa, look at this, $7 in California? Think about it. Where leftism hurts the worst, Joe Biden is piling on like an 800-pound gorilla. Inflation, not so good. Jobs, good. What good is your job when inflation is eating it up? Look, this is broken record stuff, but I want you to understand this. These are not singular polls. These are polls. They have to understand polling. They are testing in all kinds of ways. They're asking this question in many ways. They're looking for somebody to throw Joe Biden a lifeline and say, no, no, no. Here's a glimmer of hope. There is no hope. Now, you may be thinking, well, Kevin, I mean, it's, you know, November's a long way away. Okay, right. We got May, June, July, September, October. 5 months, which is normally a lifetime. It is not going to be enough for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Simply put, you can't move it that fast. Lots to talk about when we get back. We're going to give you some more polling. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Did y'all see the video of Joe Biden? It was over the weekend, and he gives a speech, and he turns to shake hands with nobody. And so I want you, he's at the lectern, he turns to his right after he finishes the speech, and he shakes to shake hands with nobody, and then he turns 90 degrees to his right again to shake hands with nobody. He's got his hand held out, and he's looking straight ahead, and he has no idea. People are talking about this as they should. It is utterly, it's shameful. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to, who you're listening to. I just talked about Joe Biden's dismal polling. But and my warning to the leftists, I'm going to say it again. Every time I give you the poll numbers or any news about Biden, I'm going to warn the brain deads, the morons, the zombies, that it isn't going to get any better. This guy is showcasing more and more dementia every single day. And if you think that the world is getting easier for him to deal with, you're wrong. They try to prop him up. I don't know if they give him Adderall. I don't know what chemicals you give somebody to try to make him appear lucid. But no matter how much they try to make Biden appear lucid, he showcases that he is anything but. How do you turn around and shake hands with nothing? And here's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of Biden when he was at the White House when he invited Barack Obama. And he finished his signing looking like he's, you know, Grandpa Moses' old toes. And he gets up and everybody's like, and he turns around and he looks around and there's nobody there. And it looks like he's going to walk into the wall. And then he turns. And as I said, it's unfair to just look at the little piece of the video that shows him doing that, because later on he finally finds his way and he starts shaking hands and stuff. But then he wants to get Obama's attention. He's like, Barack, Barack, Barack. And Obama's ignoring him. Watch the whole video, and you can judge for yourself. But I'm going to tell you this. The first part of it, he shows yet again that glimpse of dementia. Now, keep in mind, this is an 80-something-year-old dude who's had 3 brain surgeries, at least 3. He's got brain cancer in his family. And he's running our country. And Democrats want to believe, I don't know who, they want to believe that he's okay. As I've said many times, I don't know what it takes to keep somebody looking like they're, you know, covering up for yourselves on every single issue. But the Democrats, if there's a machine out there that's working, please pay them double time, because these people have to wake up every day knowing that Joe Biden is a loose cannon. Now, I get asked all the time, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen? I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. I'll even tell you why. The Democrats are going to have a meltdown. The New York Post, Joe Biden's approval rating hits lowest point in new poll. How low can he go? Remember, I told you, I said whether it's ORC, New York Times, ABC, Time Magazine, doesn't matter. Whatever poll you get, it is bad news. And the bigger question, and I asked you this in the previous segment, why is the media reporting on Joe Biden and these poll numbers practically all the time? I got up just the other day to start prepping for the show, and I did Biden's latest polls, because that's what I do. When I want to know what was going on with Biden, I do Biden's latest polls. And every single poll, down, 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 at 4 or 5 at a time. And you know what they blame it on? They blame inflation. They try to say, oh, there are this many people say he's doing good in the war. This many people say this about the economy or whatever. They blame inflation. I'm going to give you something else to think about. I think people have figured out that Joe Biden, the dichotomy between Joe Biden and Trump in terms of who really ran the country the right way, who really put Russia and China and foreign powers on notice in our foreign policy. And who's really honest? Joe Biden's not honest. You know, I don't hear, read any of the polls. You know what's missing from them? See, this is why I like doing my show, because I'll tell you what's missing. They don't talk about Hunter Biden. They don't talk about the impact of that. That makes me go, wait a minute. I know this. When he's down, when you're talking about the economy, how he's handling foreign policy, inflation is kicking you right in the teeth, and you don't say a word about his son that is now front and center. We talk about embroiled in controversy. The Biden name is being dragged through the mud, as it should be. Anyway, here's what New York Post says. How low can he go? Now, I told you guys weeks ago, when they were talking, oh, Joe Biden's dipped to his lowest, it's 38%, 43%. I told you, I said, there's no way Joe Biden's anywhere close to the 40%. Oh, Kevin, no, people write to me. Kevin, the polls are not always right, but we're not the barometer of this, that, and the other. And I go, I know that. But I'm telling you right now, just like I told you about WooFlu numbers and Biden's notebook and Russian collusion and everything else I've been right about, these polls are not giving you the right information. Joe Biden's in his 30s, probably in his 20s. In answer to the question of how low can you go, it is only going to get worse. Now, here's the New York Post. Just a third of all Americans approve of how Joe Biden is handling his job responsibilities, according to the new Quinnipiac University poll. The commander-in-chief's worst performance yet in the benchmark survey. What, read my lips. You can't see them. Mark my words. Since you can't read my lips, it'll go lower. On the flip side, 54% of respondents disapproved of Biden's performance, with 43% saying they strongly disapprove. By contrast, just 18% said they strongly approved. 18% of the people think this guy is doing a fantastic job. What dope are they on? 13% said they didn't know or declined to answer the question, the highest percentage in the survey since January. Biden's approval rating among registered voters is a little better, they say, sitting at 35% approval rating from registered voters. Another low for the survey and down 17 percentage points from his high approval rating in February of 2021. So he was at 52%, we're told, in February of 2021, and he's now at 35% among registered voters. You want me to do the math for you? 65% don't like Joe Biden. It's only going to get worse. His dementia is going to get worse. The situation in Russia and Ukraine will drag out, and Putin is winning that ideological battle and the battle of public opinion. Democrats will be exposed yet again for the treachery they performed on this nation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Barada, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation is unconstitutional. The judge saying the CDC overstepped its authority and declared the rule invalid. It was recently extended through May 3rd due to concerns about the new subvariant of Omicron. With the Senate still on their Easter recess, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is taking part in a luncheon in Shelby County, Kentucky, to discuss the importance of the state and the country. The senator says because of the American Rescue Plan, inflation is getting out of hand.
I think the president's richly deserved his approval ratings, which are well below 40 now. The biggest mistake was the $2 trillion so-called American Rescue Plan.
USA Radio News. A new study is out taking a look at the affordability of owning a home.
According to Fannie Mae's most recent national housing survey, houses are affordable. The catch? If you already own one. 92% of homeowners say that their current home is affordable. The reason they're more affordable, 9 out of 10 mortgages in America carry an interest rate of less than 5%. Now, thanks to inflation, 5% is the official starting level of a 30-year fixed mortgage. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida's Department of Education rejected 41% of proposed math textbooks submitted for use in the state's public schools. The DOE saying the books contained critical race theory and other forms of political indoctrination. The governor saying it seems that some publishers were attempting to slap a fresh coat of paint on an old house built on the foundation of Common Core. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you stopped to consider all that Biden faces? And as you consider that, I want you to understand this. You've got Joe Biden, who will have protection. It's a little bit until it doesn't exist anymore. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's going away. Because Joe Biden's problems are self-inflicted. Now, the left knew it, but let's just continue on this thought path. So Biden, Joe, he's getting some level of protection, but Hunter isn't. Hunter's officially under investigation, and he's been thrown to the wolves. And to some degree, and I talked about in the first two segments, Joe Biden, his polling is the media going, what's going on? How are we going to fix this? Now, they may be setting us up to say, well, look how low it is, and then suddenly, oh, Joe Biden's recovering. He's recovering because of the war in Ukraine or this or that. They're trying to get some wins. And let me tell you, Joe Biden and leftists, it ain't going to come from the transgender. Even though that's who he's spending the most time talking about, it ain't going to come from the transgender. Joe's going to need some big wins, economic wins, something from Russia, something from China. He's going to need concessions. He's going to need the world to get together the same way they did in this cabal against Trump when they stole the election. And I don't see it happening. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. When I ask you to stop to consider all that Biden faces, I'm not just talking about Joe. I'm talking about Hunter. I'm talking about James. I'm talking about any communications that may have occurred between his wife and other people. How are they going to keep a lid on everything that we are learning about the Biden family? Now, let's contrast that with President Trump. Trump came into office. He had to fight his way in because he's a fighter and he's also mentally ready. He took the cognitive test. He says, test me. Test me any way you want. He comes into office. He starts fixing problems. He excelled with the entirety of the DOJ coming after him on bogus charges. What's Joe Biden going to do? What is it going to take to crack that little whatever semblance of sanity that's left inside of that skull? Now, Joe Biden's not going to have the ire of the DOJ against him. The CIA is probably not going to plot against him. The FBI is not going to plot against him. The NSA is not going to plot against him. But how can he cover up the inevitable? And as I've said on many times on this program, is it all in their control anymore? When the other people around the world, if they don't agree and they don't want Joe Biden, what's he going to do when the Chinese start giving more information, leaking more things out? What do they know? Do you know? I don't have an answer, but I'm going to tell you this. Every time I see hacker did this, hacker did that. Did you guys see an NFT company, a company dealing in coins and digital money, got hacked for $60 million or some crazy number? That's what's stopping people from completely going to that currency. At least it is me. I haven't heard anybody hacking Bitcoin, so good luck with them. But one of them got hacked. Here's what I'm getting at. Zuckerberg, this is what I'm told. Zuckerberg keeps a little thing over his camera so people can't see what's going on or hear what's going on in his house. This is a guy worth billions of dollars, and he says, I'm going to keep that on my camera. Now, I don't know about you, but I would be willing to bet you money that the Democrat, that the Russians or the Chinese or the Iranians or somebody, I would bet you money they know every move that Joe Biden makes. They have his phone tapped. I know.
Oh, Kevin, it's secure. It's definitely secure.
Yeah, just like Trump's stuff was secure when he had to move from Trump from his headquarters because Admiral Rogers came to him and said, you're being bugged. Oh, I know. Our guys are really good. They probably are. But I think the Chinese and the Russians are better. They're certainly better at infiltrating. And if you believe what happened in the election cycle, according to the Democrats, the Russians spent $300,000 and flipped the election. That's how they did it. That's how Trump won. Now, I don't know. I certainly don't believe that. I know Trump beat Hillary Clinton and he beat Joe Biden. But the point I'm making is this, whether it's disinformation, misinformation, whatever information you want to put in front of it, it's mis or dis, they are better at it than we are. I think they're better. Every time I turn around, our clandestine agencies are being hacked. Intellectual property being stolen. I don't believe there's a secret in the United States at this point. So, for those wondering why I'm giving you these poll numbers, and I've been asking, and I don't have the answer, but I'm going to tell you this. I think Biden's on his way out. I think it'll happen sooner than later. I think that I've given you two examples of Joe Biden ambling around the White House after giving a press conference looking like he doesn't know where he is. The Saudis are actually making fun of him. And this is news that you've heard before. SNL is starting to make fun of him. Late night comedians are starting to talk about Joe Biden and talk about Hunter Biden and all these other things. They're no longer carrying the water for him. What's going on? I'll have the answer. But Mitch McConnell, he's optimistic about the midterms. I saw this. I was like, well, really? Due to nothing that he or the rhinos have done. But because, despite that, we have the Democrats right where we want them. Folks, this is not just for this election cycle. One other quick point before I forget this. One other thing I saw when I was looking at, because I couldn't believe I saw this. It was, if Joe Biden is gone, who will replace him? And I thought to myself, that is a strange query, given that Kamala Harris is next in line. That's who will replace him. They had the news thing I saw showed multiple people. It you know, I mean, it was Buttigieg and people that I'd never even heard of. It was some of the same cast of characters that ran before in 2020 and others. New faces. So they have an exit strategy for Biden. Now, maybe they were talking about it for 2024. I wasn't paying that close attention, to be honest. But here's what I would say to you. Why are you even considering that? At this stage of the game, if something happens to Biden, it is Kamala Harris. And then she will pick a VP. Somebody equally stupid, I'm sure. But it'll be somebody that Pelosi makes her pick. Anyway, I look at the headlines of the fake media and I know how things are going. I do. I want to segue this into how Joe Biden's presidency, the poll numbers, affect everything that's going on. And here's what I'll tell you. Joe Biden's poll numbers are affecting Zelensky and Ukraine. In The Hill, there was an article that read, Zelensky says world should prepare for Russia to use nuclear weapons. And this is what they wrote. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on Friday warned that the world should take seriously and prepare for the possibility that Russia could use nuclear weapons in its attack on Ukraine. Not only me. I think all of the world, all of the countries have to be worried because it cannot be real information. It can be truth. Zelensky told CNN's Jake Tapper when he was asked if he worried about Vladimir Putin using a tactical nuclear weapon on Ukraine. Zelensky also said Moscow could easily use nuclear or chemical weapons as Putin does not value the lives of Ukrainian citizens. They could do it. For them, the life of the people means nothing, he said. We should think, not be afraid, be ready. But this is not a question only for Ukraine, but for all of the world, I think so. That's when I went, Ukraine's losing the war. They're losing the war because they're losing the battle of public opinion. They're losing the court of public opinion because people no longer believe him. Now, he's touting something that he denied before. They write, this is a stark shift from comments made last month when he said Putin's threat to use nuclear force should the West get involved in the war was a bluff. So he's gone from, that's just a bluff. First of all, I don't even know that Putin said that, but let's say that he did. It is a bluff. The last thing Putin would do would launch a nuclear weapon. That's the last thing. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know the man, but from a strategy standpoint, he'd be the dumbest dude on the planet to use a nuke where he can win the war without one. That's just stupid. But it showed me. Zelensky is desperate. Now he's got to talk about nukes. Watch Biden. Biden will talk. I think he even said it. Joe Biden.
Yeah, we got Putin. He's sure he could use nukes or biological weapons. They're trying to get on a new course to make it appear that this man is that desperate.
Let me tell you what the desperation is. The desperation is Joe Biden can't defeat this guy. Vladimir Putin is not Trump. He's not getting pushed around by the DOJ. One of the things, by the way, that Trump said that he would do differently if he was when he's president again, he says, I will ignore the fake news media. Talk about music to my ears.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As the Secretary of Health and Human Services, can you define for this committee what is a man?
You're looking at one.
Great. So you are a man. I like that. Can you tell me, can men get pregnant?
Unless you know something I don't, I think the answer is pretty obvious.
What is that answer, sir?
I'm asking you, is there something you know that I don't know that would say that a man...
Well, I'm asking what you know. Can men get pregnant?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Secretary, materials coming from your department, you've referred to mothers as birthing persons, replacing that title with...
Are mothers not persons?
Mothers are persons, but it seems to be more inclusive, like you're trying to include another gender in that.
I'm all about inclusion, Congresswoman.
There you go.
Hey, leftists, you boneheads out there, in case you missed it, that's why you're losing the rest of the world when it comes to your ideology. Because you have stupid people like HHS Secretary Becerra, who wants to be smug in defining what a woman is. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We've been talking about Biden's polling. And I'm going to circle back around all these different things. And I was going to give you some more polls, but I'm going to do that on another show. Because Biden's losing in everything. I don't want to drive it in this, in one particular show, because it'll get boring to me and it means it's probably boring to you. But I do want to explain why we are where we are. Why is it these numbers are so bad? And you go, well, Kevin, it could be this, it could be that. No, it's all of it. It's all of it. Biden is essentially making a mockery of every single special interest. You want to know why that you can achieve that as a leftist? Because you look at the world through special interests. Biden looks at the world through, are you Hispanic? Here's what your hot buttons are. Are you a youth? A youth? These are what your hot buttons are. Are you black? These are your hot buttons. Are you white? These are your hot buttons. Oh, he don't care about y'all's hot buttons. Are you Asian? Are you LGBT? Well, see, the difference between Republicans, if they were smart, and they, I know they think this way, it isn't about what's in the best interest of a particular group. Nothing infuriates me more than when somebody says, well, Kevin, these black issues. What black issues? Tell me a black issue. Unless it's something like, well, Kevin, you guys tan a little deeper or whatever, or you don't tend to burn in the sun. I mean, that may be a black issue, but I know white people that don't tend to burn in the sun. Okay, well, Kevin, you do have a propensity for sickle cell. Yeah, maybe, but white people get sickle cell. I get everything that you're saying. There may be things that are more characterization of a group or something, but for the most part, we're all just human beings. And as soon as the Republicans understand how to sell that message without it seeming, like they're just trying to placate, the better you are. I've talked to many politicians and they'll say, well, Kevin, when I'm talking to the black community, I go, talk to the black community the same way you talk to the white community. That's what you say. In fact, I've told many of them, I say, this is the first thing you should say to the black community. First of all, I'm not out here. You may be at a black church and you say, I know this is considered a black church. I don't consider this a black church. I consider this a church where the membership is overwhelmingly black. Am I right? Or which are you? Are you a black church or are you a church that has black people? Because that's going to be a big distinction for me as a Christian. See, because I look at the church and I have an idea of who you are based on that. Based on your humanity. And I don't care whether you have Hispanics or blacks or whites or Asians in here. I would say it is a church whose membership is predominantly people of African origin. That's the way I would categorize you. Now, here's the other thing I would tell you. There isn't one of you in here that's completely black. Not a single one. And I dare you to run your ancestry. So you're not just black. You're made up of lots of different things. And even if you were just, quote, black, I'm going to bet you money that you're not just of one African tribe. I'm going to bet you that you are Angolan and Ethiopian and, whatever. There's a mixture of you. None of you is the same. If we want to look at people that way, let me just tell you, you're going to go down a rabbit hole. So I'm not here to address black issues. I'm here to address issues because I'm going to bet you something. I'm going to bet you that you're just as concerned about the very same things that so-called non-black issue people are concerned about. I bet you want safe neighborhoods. I bet you want better job opportunities. I bet you'd like things to be closer to you in terms of like access to public transportation and things like this. I bet you want all those things. Now, there may be something that's driving a behavior in your area, but it doesn't make it yours. And I'm going to give you an example, and I'm telling, this is what I'd be saying to black folks. I'd say, so let's talk about criminality. It's high in the black community. Can we all agree with that? Now, there are those of you who want you to believe that criminality is based on your DNA. It is not. The criminality that occurs in the black community is based on your circumstances. The kids that are running around here doing things, you know, robbing people, raping people, etc. Let me tell you, if those kids had a different environment, they would have a different outcome. So if you want me to work on the environment and explain how things work in the real world, regardless of your color, I'll do it. Because let me tell you something, black folks. In Japan, the hooligans are not black. In China, the hooligans are not black. In Czechoslovakia, the hooligans are not black. But I'll tell you what they do share with the black community in America. Those hooligans, they are put into the same circumstances. So here's the question. Do you want to change the circumstances? Because if you don't, go vote for the Democrats. Because they're going to put, oh, you've got black issues. You don't have black issues. I guarantee you, I can prove it. Now, you want to keep listening or you want to vote for it? If the Republicans said anything close to this, they would be crushing the Democrats in every market. And as soon as somebody rises up, well, man, y'all Republicans ain't doing it, say, here we go, here we go. Here comes the guy who makes money off of your misery. Here's the guy who wants to be the next D. Ray McKesson or Al Sharpton or whatever. He does not care about you. The first guy that stands up and argues against what I just told you, he has no interest of you in you whatsoever. It's all about him. Because there's nothing I've said that should be offensive, that should make you not want to give your vote. At least give me a shot. See, this is what Republicans need to be saying out there, but they're afraid to. They don't want to, oh, well, Kevin, I don't know. Well, you don't know what? Am I wrong? I would tell black people, I'd say, I had a buddy of mine, he ran, he says, black people came to him and said, well, look, man, they got all these set-asides and all that. He said, let me explain something to you. He says, if your business is not qualified to do business with the government, I'm not giving you the contract. I don't care about a set-aside. He says, what, I'm supposed to just hand you business to substandard business? What if you get a highway contract and you build a bridge and everybody falls? Who's that on? You better be prepared. If you want to get set aside business, you better be running your business successfully before you come to me. I remember looking at him going, whoa, you go, boy. He ran as a Democrat, but he was a county exec, and he got elected. But he was straight up conservative. And I pulled him aside and said, man, I would have never guessed you would have said that. He said, man, you can't win here as a Republican, Kev. So he runs as a Democrat, but he runs his office like a Republican. And boy, let me tell you, them black people were mad. He's like, y'all can get mad. He says, I'm going to make your companies better. You come to me, if you deserve it, I'm going to get you the contract. But don't come to me not deserving it or trying to do a pass-through. I'm not doing that. I'm telling you why the polling is the way it is. I'm telling you why if Joe Biden doesn't get his act together, which he never had it together, let's just be clear. But if he doesn't get his act together, he's not going to be around. And this is a good thing. This is all great news for us. Now, I know what a lot of you are out there thinking, besides the fact that Kevin's brutally handsome, you're saying to yourself, boy, why doesn't he get into politics? I don't want it. You know, look, you've got representatives. I'm a consultant to these politicians. Tell them. Talk to Kevin. If you got a black issue or, quite frankly, any issue, give Kevin Jackson a call. 844-551-8255. I will get them the right thing to say. Why am I a chief strategist for some pretty big people? Because I know what I'm doing. And I can tell you this. People are tired of the same politics. Black people are. So are you. This nation needs an overhaul, and we're going to bring it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.